Pete McMurray in the Skyline Studios at 720 WGN. You just heard from Rick Nielsen. Big news for Rockford. The Hard Rock Casino will be built at State Street and the highway in Rockford. If you're familiar with it, the old clock tower location. Joining us is the mayor of Rockford, Tom McNamara. Tom, I couldn't be any happier for Rockford than I am right now.
Hey, Pete, thanks so much for having me on. Yeah, it's been a terribly exciting week in the city of Rockford. We, as you know, I got the $311 million development out at the former Clock Tower site, which I'm thrilled to now call the new Hard Rock site. But we also had our airport called and named the fastest growing cargo airport on the face of the planet. So a lot of good news this week in Rockford.
Wow, I didn't know that about the airport. That's great news. I had the governor in, Governor Pritzker, in when he was running for governor, and I talk about Peoria because I grew up in Peoria, but I always feel like Rockford gets the shaft. I lived in Rockford right after college, and I made lifelong friends. My wife is from Wisconsin. She lived in Madison, but we met in Rockford. So I have a soft place in my heart for that city, and I feel like over the years that the city has just got the shaft. And finally, some great news that Rockford's getting a landmark casino, the Hard Rock Casino. Now it's going to be a destination.
No doubt. And I think you're largely right. We've always gotten the shaft, as you say, from the state. I would say JP's been pretty wonderful to the city of Rockford. I mean, when I first met him when he was campaigning, gave him a laundry list of items, and he's pretty much ticked off, and when I say ticked off, not in a bad way, but off a list, all of the items I've asked for. He's helped our airport. He's now allowed the city of Rockford to be part of that gambling expansion bill, so we have a casino. Just done a tremendous job for the city of Rockford.
Well, he talked about programs, too, to put people back to work. You guys need jobs there. Is that happening?
So we do need jobs. I mean, every city needs jobs. What I'll say is we also need, I mean, right now we probably have more jobs available than we have residents to fill them. We actually need to make sure that we are doing more to educate and develop our current residents so that they are ready for the jobs that are available today and those jobs that will be there tomorrow. But we, I mean, our airport's grown 1,000 jobs in 17, 1,000 jobs in 18, and is at 900 jobs now as of October 1 this year in growth. So we're seeing tons of growth in jobs, and about 3,000 to 5,000 jobs in manufacturing go unfilled each year. So we really need more development of our human capital, which we're working on as a community.
Right. We're talking to the mayor of Rockford, Tom McNamara, on the Wintrust Business Lunch. If you're the mayor of any city, people want to come to you with problems. I mean, I just can't imagine you going to dinner in Rockford. People just want to come to you with problems, don't they?
Well, I would say they often have a lot of concerns, that's for sure. I mean, yeah. I was at our neighborhood meeting this morning, but they also come with a lot of really good ideas. I mean, one of my things is get out to the community as much as possible. So, I mean, I'm at two neighborhood meetings already today. I'm going to an event tonight. The whole goal is to connect with residents. I mean, I'm here to serve them. So, yeah, they certainly do pose some issues, but at least they're engaging. And in a lot of communities, you see a lot of disinterest. And in Rockford, we're seeing tremendous engagement. I think that's what's really helping us move forward. We've seen a 26% reduction in violent crime since I took office in May, and things are heading in the right direction.
You know, you have the ear now of people listening in Chicago and all over the state, because this signal is so big. I mean, we call it the $50,000 blow, or the 50,000 watt blowtorch. I mean, what are the selling points for Rockford? Because a lot of people drive to Wisconsin, they drive right past Rockford. Let's get them into the city. Give us some selling points.
All right, high quality of housing at an affordable rate. We don't have the cookie cutter homes. We have the old fashioned, beautiful homes. They're at a low, incredibly affordable options. You don't have the drive time on the highway. You have the drive time on some of the best golf courses in the entire state. You have the arts and culture of a major city. We have the probably the best theater in the entire state, the Coronado Performing Arts Center. We have a river that runs through the heart of our city. We have 140 parks in our community. We have the Anderson Japanese Garden, which is internationally known. We have a children's museum, which is ranked top nationally in the country year after year. We have an art museum. We have a dance company, a symphony. We have all the amenities of a big city, but you don't have to spend 2 hours getting to work every day. It'll take you about 7 to 12 minutes to get there. And you can do it from an affordable place. You can now spend that money on your children, that time with your children, and going out to eat at some of the best eateries in the entire state.
When I lived in Rockford, that was the big thing. How long does it take to get there? 15 minutes. Everything's 15 minutes in Rockford.
Everything is 15 minutes.
And I live downtown on First Street. I love that area. I love that you're developing downtown close to the river. I mean, I feel like you're doing everything right now. You're on the upswing.
I mean, honestly, we paid about $900 million of public and private investment in our downtown probably over the last 5-6 years. We're opening up a brand new Embassy Suites hotel and conference center right in the heart of our downtown.
Right.
We have a company called Urban Equities that's done a tremendous job building apartments and loft living for all walks of life. A lot of wonderful things are happening.
And Tom, what is your story? Did you grow up in Rockford? Did you move there? What is your story? What's your backstory?
Yeah, so I'm born and raised in the city of Rockford on the west side. I went up to college in Cleveland, Ohio. I had the opportunity to enter for St. Louis Durbin, came back to the city, and really thought it wasn't going in the direction I wanted it to go into. And I tell my wife, and she would tell you, I'm a master complainer. So I figured you either complain or you jump in and do something. So we jumped in and did something. So I served as alderman of downtown for 4 years, and now as mayor for the last 2.5, and just having a blast doing it and giving back to my hometown, and hopefully making it a place that my kids and everyone else's kids want to move back to and stay in.
Right. You said you interned for Senator Durbin. I don't want to brush over that because this is a guy, Senator Durbin, there's no downtime with him. He is always working. Even on the weekends, you see him holding press conferences because he comes back to Chicago and he just makes it happen.
I will tell you, we are so blessed to have such a good delegation in Rockford, federal delegation. Senator Durbin, though, I mean, I've seen him work firsthand. What you said is totally accurate. He's first in and the last out of his office every single day. The guy is a tireless worker, and what's even best is he's one of the seemingly few now in Washington that are, he's a true statesman. He has high integrity, high character, and he's there for all the right reasons to make sure that what he's doing is good for people. And yeah, some people can have critiques of him or not agree with every position, but right. No one can say the guy doesn't work hard, and no one can say that he's not honest.
Hey, we're all not going to agree, but we all have a common goal that we want to make things better. My cousin is Ray LaHood, the former Secretary of Transportation. We had Ray.
Yeah, wonderful guy.
We had Ray on the show the other night because he's now running the Lincoln Library and Museum, and he's worked with Senator Durbin, and Governor Pritzker called up Ray and said, hey, can you come and fix this? And Ray's like, absolutely. I love that everybody in different parties are working together in the state.
Yeah, it's honestly phenomenal. And I mean, Mr. LaHood's one of the same type of folks. Politicians have gotten such a bad name, but back in the day, I mean, people did it for all the right reasons. And hopefully we're slowly getting back to that, even though, in my opinion, President once again doesn't want to, use language or accent in certain ways, but by and large, our local delegation here in Illinois does a phenomenal job working for the people.
Right. And don't forget about the Rockford Ice Hogs. I just got a text from 815 area code, so there you go.
Yeah, think about it. We're an affiliate of your very own Chicago Blackhawks.
Yes.
So, I mean, half of the championship team was from Rockford. We are so fortunate to have that affiliation. Go Ice Hawks for sure.
And, Mr. Mayor, I told the people at the station, and I'm going to say it again on the air, when you open up that casino, I want to do a live show from the Hard Rock Casino in Rockford. I love it. I'm so happy for the city. Mayor Tom McNamara. Mr. Mayor, thanks for coming on, and hopefully I'll see you soon in Rockford.
For sure. Take care. Thanks so much.
All right. It's 720 WGN.